I'm Morag Hanna, and welcome to the University of Dundee's weekly look at the history and present of our city and university. As Scottish University of the Year, we deliver teaching and research that transforms lives across society. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we explore the remarkable people, discoveries, and events that have brought us here. Today's Dundonians have grown up playing in parks, being educated in classrooms, and being entertained in concert halls that bear some distinguished names. They've grown up being familiar with Baxter and Caird, names entrenched in the culture and social fabric of the city. The legacy of philanthropy in Dundee is remarkable, with rich industrialists using the wealth that the city had created for them to enhance the lives of the people. The University of Dundee itself was founded as a result of philanthropy. In 1881, a deed of endowment for £120,000 by Mary Ann Baxter funded the forerunner to our present institution, University College Dundee. Mary Ann was the daughter of William Baxter, the founder of the Baxter Brothers textile business. There was a smaller donation of £5,000 by another relative, Dr. John Boyd Baxter. In the deed, it is stated that the college should promote the education of persons of both sexes and the study of science, literature, and the fine arts. The insistence on the education of women came from Mary Ann Baxter herself, who was 80 years old at the time, and due to her failing health was unable to attend the opening ceremony. She was also the co-founder of the Technical Institute of Dundee with her brother Sir David Baxter, which opened in 1888. This led to the establishment of Duncan of Jordanston College of Art and Design. All of the Baxter children, Edward, David, John, William and Eleanor, made donations to causes throughout their lives. Mary Ann outlived them all. In 1861, Mary Ann, Eleanor and David founded Baxter Park, a park that covered 36 acres. They commissioned Sir Joseph Paxton, the most highly regarded park designer of the Victorian age, and charged him with creating a place where the labouring population of Dundee might breathe freely. The Baxter family was also instrumental in funding the Albert Institute of Literature, Science and Art, now the McManus. Sir David Baxter also built a convalescent home in Broughty Ferry for Dundee Royal Infirmary at a cost of £30,000. In his will, he left £20,000 towards the foundation of a mechanics institute in Dundee, now the University of Abertay. There can be few Dundonians who haven't seen the impressive foyer and grand auditorium of the Caird Hall, which dominates City Square. Sir James Key Caird, 1st Baronet, was one of the city's most successful entrepreneurs, bringing the latest technology to his Ashton and Craigie jute mills. His donation of the Caird Hall, which opened in 1923, brought some of the world's biggest names to the city, including Frank Sinatra, The Beatles, Bob Hope, Queen, and Elton John. It has also been the grand venue for University of Dundee graduations. Also in the Caird Hall complex is Marriott Hall, given by his sister, Mrs. Emma Grace Marriott. To the north of the city is the open air space he donated to the people. At Caird Park, there is Mains Castle, the Den o' Mains, with its woodland walks and Gelly Burn, as well as golf courses, a velodrome, athletic track, and sports pitches. With good health, Caird also gave £18,500 to Dundee Royal Infirmary so that they could plan and build a cancer hospital, which admitted its first patients in 1907. He subsequently funded research for 5 years into the nature of this mysterious disease. With an adventurous spirit and an inquiring mind, Caird was also keen to be a sponsor of Sir Ernest Shackleton's Antarctic expedition of 1914 to 1916. It must have been a hefty donation, as the largest of the ship's boats was named the James Caird. In this boat, six of the crew made a voyage of 800 nautical miles from Elephant Island to South Georgia. Unfortunately, Caird died 2 months before Shackleton arrived safely at Stromness, South Georgia. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series, subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox, and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.